So when you go to court, this is why the contract is enforceable in a court of law, because the expectation was that you knew what you were signing when you signed it. And so if you can't prove, you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're not fulfilling the terms of the contract, then most of the time you're going to be stuck in that contract. You're not necessarily going to win in a court of law because of the fact that you basically, you know, ignored what the expectation was, which is knowing what's in it. So if you go to court, you're going to be expected to provide proof that you're fulfilling the terms of your contract. So you need to have proof that you've done everything that you were supposed to do in your contract. The only dispute you really should have is when you were supposed to receive something in the contract and you didn't get it. Like, say, your royalties. That happens a lot with artists. I'm not talking about those people. So if the label is like, well, you know, we got this money and we're just spending it and we're not paying our artists the way that we have agreed to pay them, then there's definitely a legit dispute there. So I'm not talking about that. So the other situation might be if the funds for your project are being spent on things that are not your project. Maybe they're supposed to be funding marketing and all these other efforts, and you hear about artists where, you know, maybe you guys know, maybe you guys don't know, but at least back in the days, a lot of times there are people at the label who are spending money associated with your product to go out to eat and to have these parties and to buy cars and do all this other stuff that you have no idea they was doing. You know, it's coming out of your budget and you're the one who's going to have to pay them back, and they're benefiting and it's not benefiting your career at all. So those types of things, yeah, you've got a legit dispute. You've got to be able to prove those things in court. Those are not things like what you're supposed to get paid in the contract, and just not receiving the money, those types of things. Not like, oh, I realized that I got hot and the public kind of likes me, and now the label is getting money and I feel like I should be getting more money. No, because you already agreed to how much money you were getting. The label's not robbing you as long as they're paying you what they said they would pay under the terms of the agreement. They're not robbing you. You just signed a deal that because you didn't know what you were worth, right? So, you know, they're dealing with you contractually, and you're not entitled to anything other than to finish the agreement that you signed. So to make that real clear, I'll just say it again. If they're dealing with you contractually, you aren't entitled to anything but to finish the agreement that you sign. That's what you're entitled to. And most of the time in a court of law, that's what they're going to tell you. You can't just feel like, oh, I'm super popular now and I should be making a lot more money, so let me tell the label that the deal we signed isn't good. It's too late for that, right? And this is what I see that's happening. Like in this recent situation, this girl is saying, oh, I only made $15,000. But her net worth is $2.7 million? How you made $15,000 and your net worth is $2.7 million? You made a lot more money. So the label did put you in position to make money. You just want more money. Somebody told you that you should be getting more money, and now it's not good enough what you've been getting. So that's where the ego and this emotion comes in, and now you mix money in it and it becomes just a freaking disaster. So artists have the most excuses, for real. They have the most excuses. Like, just like them telling producers they don't have money for tracks, they have the most excuses when it comes to labels too, or contracts. Oh, I was young when I signed. That's not an excuse, because if you were that young, you needed somebody else to look at your contract. And why are you even in a circle of people who can do business at that level when you're too young to even be in that circle? They're not really searching you out and looking to target you like that. They could target anybody. So I'm sure they weren't coming to your job and beating you, you know, beating down the door at Starbucks where you was working as a barista and looking for you to sign you, you know, and to rob you. You were looking for them. You were looking for them. So if you knew you was going and looking for them, you didn't have your ducks in a row. You didn't have no representation. You didn't have no lawyer. You didn't have nobody on your side who could help you. Most of the time, that's what happens. Artists are looking for these labels, and boom, all of a sudden it shows up, and then they're not prepared, right? And then they're put in a situation where, oh, I could go back to Starbucks tomorrow and work, or I can get this deal, and I could be on social media, you know, looking down on everybody and putting money to my ear. You know what I'm saying? So that draw right there is just too much for them. Maybe that you're young in the mind and you're thinking about, you know, this is more money than I've ever got, but you're not thinking forward into the future. Yeah, I could see you were young being that way, but make an excuse that you were young when you signed. You should know better. If you're old enough to hold some kind of little job or something like that, you're old enough to know that there's consequences for the things that you do. So there's other excuses like, oh, the label didn't market me well enough. I get it. Maybe if they're spending the money in the wrong way, but you got to know, you got to have some idea, because this is your business, of what it's going to take to market you. What research have you done on the cost of video, the cost of recording, what, you know, how you're going to, you know, pay for producers? What research have you done into any of that? You need to know this is your business, right? Oh, they neglected this. They neglected that. You know, this, that, and the third. You know, they have all these excuses after they already signed the agreement and they want to get out. You know, this is just ridiculous. So many times that argument that they present, whatever arguments they want to present, is done in the public on social media, right? So, you know, what happens after that? The artist gets sat down by the label, because the label's like, yo, we put a lot of money into this situation, you know, and now you starting to look like a real risk that we can't take. You're going to ruin the reputation of our business. No telling what you're going to say from day to day and the nonsense. We might make some money out of it. You know, based on the controversy, because people will be looking, so we might still get some more of your royalties when the streaming, you know, money comes back. So they're gonna sit you down, right? You gotta go sit down now, because we got all these other artists over here that we could work with and put money into. So why would we mess with you? Why would we deal with you? You could just become like all those other artists who are back on the street, right? Since you know so much, you could be independent. That's the way they're going to look at it. Why? Because labels sign something like six artists every single day. Like six people a day sign some type of major label deal. So they can replace you. There's plenty of people who want your spot. So if they shut the money off, you know, maybe it's even in the contract that you didn't read that says they can shut the money off. You know, maybe it says they can halt activity in the event of a dispute or arbitration. They can prevent you from dropping new music. It might be in your contract. So if that's power they obtain in their contract, it's because you gave them that power when you signed your name. So remember, you're trading power to control your career for the label to take a risk on you. They're basically saying, we'll take the risk, we'll front the money, but you're going to give us power over your career. This is what they're saying. So you're not going to be able to control the situation because you're the low money partner. The man with the gold makes the rules. This is the way that it works. If you got the gold, you make the rules. People don't like it, but that's life. Get the gold. You know what I'm saying? The labels have the gold. If you went to the label with gold, they got to deal with you a different way, right? But all you went with them was an empty hand and an open mouth. That's all you went to them with. So in that open hand, they put a pen and you sign, because you don't have nothing. So, you know, look at it. How many artists you know that are gone today that were hot in 2017? How many of those artists, even if they were to put something out, would people not even think about them? You know? So here it is. So what can you really do? So you could fight the label publicly, and you can try to get public opinion on your side, but you're gonna embarrass them publicly, and then they're gonna feel inclined to help you because you embarrassed them publicly? Not really. You know, that's gonna be very rare. So you're in business with the label. You need to approach it as a business. You gotta set up some calls or meetings. You know, if you have the calls or you had the meetings or that's failing, you get your manager and lawyer involved. As a matter of fact, the artist shouldn't even be talking to them themselves. Send your manager over there. That's their job. Or get your entertainment lawyer involved to review the contract with the label and discuss what can be done. So, but don't expect a whole lot because you already signed it. So be ready to fulfill the contract because you signed it. You agreed to it. Just be a stand-up person about it. Be a stand-up person and understand what your responsibility in the situation was. I'm not saying don't fight for yourself, but I'm saying when you already agree to something, you're kind of giving that power away already. And especially when your life has changed because you signed it already. They've changed your life and they've given you a lot. And now all of a sudden you turn around and be like, oh, I don't need you no more. Like, that's kind of wild. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like you going to your parents and saying like, oh, I'm glad that you raised me or whatever, but don't ever contact me again. I don't need you now because I got a job and I'm doing my thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really kind of just turning on the same people who could have turned their back on you. How many times you go into labels or you go to an artist with production and be like, hey, I got production. They'd be like, nah, you know, or they'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna check it out or whatever. And they never call you, right? You could have had that situation, but then when you got the situation and they was like, oh, okay, cool, we're going to work with you. I'm going to do something with you, boom. And they make it happen, and then you made money, and then you turn on them and you spit on them. That's crazy to me, because you can't get more money. Now, if you got a dispute, like I said before, and they ain't giving you your money like they supposed to, that's different. You got to pay me. You got to see me about my cash. But until you reach that situation, until you're not in that situation, you know, until you're in a situation where they're not paying you or whatever, then really you just crying about nothing. You crying about a deal you signed, which ain't, you know, that ain't stand up. That ain't loyal. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way I feel about it. I just come from the old school. You know, you shake hands on something, you say this is what you're going to do, that's what you need to do. It's just point blank. That's the way it works. So a label doesn't have to let you out of the terms that you signed and agreed to. They don't have to let you out. So imagine you're a landlord, right? You're a landlord. You own a house and you rent it to this tenant for $1,200 a month. The tenant comes to you 7 months later and they like, well, I was young when I signed this contract and I didn't understand. And my friend told me that they only pay $600. So I need you to cut this to $600. Man, if you provided everything that was contractually in the agreement and lawfully did everything else as far as the property, would you change the rent for them? Not really. The first thing you're going to be doing is like, yo, like, you can leave, you can break the lease, but this is what that's going to cost. Because why? Because it's in the contract that you signed, right? If you need somewhere cheaper, you can go somewhere else, but you're going to have to pay to get out. So you might as well stay to the end of the lease and just pay what you're supposed to pay. You know, without extraordinary circumstances being involved, you're not going to allow that to happen. The label, the artist is not going to allow the label to be like, oh, you know what? We signed a deal that was really good for you, and we realized that we didn't get enough money out of the deal, and we gave you too much, so can you give us some back? What you think the artist going to say? But the artist feels like just because the label was the one in power, or the label had the gold, that they're supposed to do the label dirty. Like, that's crazy to me. So in the end, this is a business. I'm not going to keep going on about it, but this is a business. So when artists have excuses for why they signed and they don't know what's in their paperwork, I'm not going to have a lot of sympathy for them, because you didn't take the time to read it or understand the deal that you even signed. So this is the kind of mindset that I don't feel. If you was in such a rush to be rich and famous and you didn't even know how to do it, then, you know, is likely that you didn't view the contract rationally. So this is why you complain. Even now that you know it's in the contract, you're still not viewing the situation rationally. So I can't really have a lot of sympathy for you in that situation. So, you know, how am I supposed to take your word for a situation when I know that you don't even review situations before you get in them? And especially when there's no pain. Right. So you're in a situation where you're already broke. You're not famous. every day of your life, you've been broke and unfamous. So you're not going to review the contract at that point. So you didn't even take time at that point when you had time to do it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to take your word for a situation now that you making money and now you complain it. Like, I'm just not, like, listen, Ray Charles knew what to ask for, you know, in his contract. He knew to ask for his masters. He knew he popped a little bit and he could see like what was going on as far as people wanting to hear him perform, whatever. But he knew to ask for his masters, and this man got his masters for asking for it. He knew what position was in. He was in. He came to the table with some gold. You know what I'm saying? He knew what he had, and he got what he was looking for. So, but look at Ray Charles. He was young, right? He was young when he started. So being young is not an excuse. The man was blind. He couldn't even read the contract himself. He couldn't even read it. So he got somebody to read it for him. So if you got two eyes, why you can't read the contract? And a brain, and you went to school, you can't. And you went to college? Come on, man. So Ray Charles was poor. So he had no money either, right? He had no money. He was a touring musician or whatever. He didn't have no money. So being young, blind, and poor, and with no Google or nothing to look up information, there was no internet. He could go on, you know, have somebody go on and read for him or get information about contracts. And it's likely he didn't even really have entertainment lawyers like that. It just wasn't like that back then. He was just smart enough to think about what he was doing. So this is why I don't have a lot of sympathy for people that's in trouble with this situation, because you're making excuses for instead of actually handling your business. And in business, you get eight if you don't have your mind on correct, your head on straight. You're gonna get eight, and you deserve to get eight. This is where we come from. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been around business and I've seen it at every single level. You get eight, and that's the last thing you want to be. So you need to have your head on a swivel and you need to have it on correct. You know, so I'm not saying all this to say that a label won't take advantage of you, because they will. Every business on earth will do that if you make yourself out to be some easy target for them. So whether you're rich, young, old, poor, don't matter, they'll take advantage of you. Look at Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog when Paul McCartney was supposed to be his friend. So he's like, yeah, you my friend, but business is business. He had a shrewd mind. He knew what it was worth. And being friends with this guy didn't mean that he wasn't going to set his family up for what was right in his mind and to get his money. He took the deal. So just because you don't like it and can't deal with it, well, you know, that's not the fault of the person who's doing business with you. You got to know what business you're in and how to conduct business. So if you can't deal with it, you don't like it, you shouldn't be in it. You know, being young is not an excuse. Being poor is not an excuse. If you got an iPhone in your hand or you got an Android in your hand, you got Google. You could look it up. You know, I look at it like this. People create children at 16 and 18 years old. They be parents. If you could create a child, you should be able to read a contract. But one of those things is easy and the other one is a little bit harder. So people don't make an effort, right? Now that might sound harsh, but it's the best way to get to the point, because some people don't get it unless you tell them straight up, right? So I told y'all in the beginning, you know, when I started this podcast, that I'm cool and I'm about positivity and all that. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. You know, and if the truth is harsh, so be it. Because somebody going to benefit. Somebody going to know that they're supposed to take care of their business. And the rest of you that don't, well, two things going to happen. You are either not going to have no business, or you're going to get in business and you're going to be crying just like the rest of them. So, you know, this is for the people that's going to try to make it, right? So what do we know and what's going to be the takeaway from our show today? Number one, that this is a business. You got to treat it like a business. Number two, read your contract yourself and then have somebody review it who has experience. Number three, negotiate the terms before you sign, not years afterwards on IG, right? So Don't be on Instagram talking about what you're trying to get. Do that in private in the beginning before you even sign it. Number four, protect yourself and be ready to stand up and complete the terms as agreed to. So most of these artists who are in disputes have made a lot of money. Most of them, they was getting money. So they really just want more money, and they tend to be irrational when they think money's owed to them or money is involved. So they only really think from one perspective. They can only see it from the perspective of how am I going to get my hands on this money. And they don't care if they're online, you know, or in the public saying something crazy that make them look stupid. You know, they end up destroying relationships that potentially could actually get better going forward if things were even handled properly. In business, people tend to respect you if you know how to conduct business. If you don't know how to conduct business, they're going to run over you, or they don't have respect for you, and respect begets respect. You know, so anyway, let's be more accountable for our actions. That's across the board in our lives, in every aspect of our lives. You have to take ownership of your career and your future, even if you're young. Right now, it's even better because you're so young and you're able to. You don't have so many gatekeepers and people in the way, even as producers and stuff like that. Now it's like you can actually, you know, come up with a product and boom, you booming. Like, you can have a real business. So you have to be really ready for that and accountable for that. We have the information. It's here. You got the information in your pocket every day. It's literally in your pocket. Whereas before, you had to go to a library or you had to go sit down with a lawyer and ask questions. Now you can go in and just pull out your phone and look it up. So what are you doing on your lunch break at your job? What are you doing when you're not producing? You know, take some time out. You know, if you spend 24 hours a day on a video games and producing or whatever like that, but you don't never take any time to open up Google and be like, yo, let me look up, let me watch or YouTube or something. And let me watch some of these guys who have actually been out here in the game and see what they're talking about. And then let me take some of the things they're talking about and go research that and see what I need to have an idea about. You don't have to know everything. Just know what you have. Just have an idea about some of this stuff. And then when it comes to you, you already know kind of what you're looking for. Like, oh, in a contract, oh, I should be looking for what my points is going to look like. I should be looking like how much money I'm going to get up front. Who's paying for the shows? Who's paying for the travel? Who's paying for this, that, and the other? You know, you need to know, you know, have an idea of what you're looking for. So then when you go through the contract, be like, oh, okay, I know what this is. I know what that is. And then you can negotiate. So I think that's enough of this for now. So I kind of went on longer than I thought I was going to go on. But I can imagine that we'll probably come back around to this point again. But if we had to talk about it again, we'll talk about it again. But I want to be on record just what I feel about it. You know, just, you know, and I'm not going to leave you out there. I'm trying to get my people and the people around me to have a mindset of let's be business people. You know, and let's be real entrepreneurs instead of wannabes. Because the real entrepreneurs and real business people know what time it is. And they ahead of the game. So let's be that. Instead of getting slapped around and then, you know, made to sit down and then complaining on IG about why you got sat down. So thanks for hanging out with me. Once again, I am Knock Real, the producer, writer, entrepreneur, and sometimes rapper, and host of the Producer Review Podcast. You can catch this show on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Instagram, YouTube. I'm really out there. I picked up something yesterday too, StreamYard. So I think I'm going to do some live streams at some point. I'm thinking about doing like reviews live, like the track reviews and stuff live. I just got to get set up for that situation. Just being overseas is just, right now they got their foot in my butt. Because, I, you know, just everything is not as easy for me to obtain here as it is in the United States. So it's just a little crazy with that, but I'm working on it. I'm trying, you know, so I want you guys to support it. If you can support the podcast, go to anchor.fm and support the podcast. You can get that through my website at ilimusicgroup.epizy.com as well. You can go there and you subscribe for as little as 99 cents a month. So if you like what you're hearing, you like what I'm doing, please go there and subscribe. People that subscribe at the $9.99 per month, $9.99, you get preferred positioning when we're reviewing tracks too, the artist tracks. So I'm still waiting for the producers to come back with their interviews as well. So I guess I'll keep doing podcasting until we get people to participate. Like I said, I don't care if even one person listens. You know what I'm saying? If I got one follower, I'm going to keep putting out podcasts because this is just what I do. This is just what I love. So once again, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon, all right? Be good and be responsible, all right? Bye.